The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you about events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out this episode talking about the Back Porch Music on the Lawn concert series. This is at the American Tobacco Amphitheater. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. Coming up August 3rd, it's Rob Ekus and Trey Hensley with Acoustic Manor. This unique collaborative effort between two uniquely gifted musicians is bound to be a revelation to traditional music fans on several counts. Rob is a longtime, well-established instrumental giant, and Trey is newly arrived in Music City, bursting with talent both as a vocalist and a guitarist. August 17th, it's Acoustic Syndicate. Since 1994, their unique blend of bluegrass instruments, rock sensibilities, and conscious songwriting has inspired a generation of musicians. Through seven albums, thousands of performances, and tens of thousands of miles, Acoustic Syndicate has long been heralded as one of the important influences on the modern roots music revival. In the two final concerts in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series, August 31st, it is Seldom Seen with Cicadia Rhythm, and then September 14th, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. All right, Saturday, September 2nd, it is Ed Sheeran. Global superstar and multi-Grammy winner Ed Sheeran has quickly established himself as one of the world's biggest musical artists, with over 22 million albums sold. Tickets range from $35.50 to $85.50, and then taxes and fees. Sunday, September 10th, it's the Canes 5K. The event includes a 5K race, 100 and 200-yard kids' dashes, multiple inflatables, and appearances by the Carolina Hurricanes, team staff, alumni, Stormy, and the Pepsi Storm Squad. Thursday, October 12th at PNC Arena, it's Bruno Mars and his 24-karat Magic World Tour 2017. That concert starts at 8. Ticket prices are listed at Ticketmaster. Thursday, November 9th, funny man Jim Gaffigan, his The Noble Ape Tour. Tickets for Gaffigan's show start at $31.75, plus those taxes and fees. And finally, Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, it's the Abbott Brothers at PNC Arena. Goodnight's Comedy Club is on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. If you're wanting a lot of information about Goodnight's and their upcoming events, it's 919-828-5233. July 20th through the 22nd, it is Andrew Santino. Andrew, comedian, actor, and writer, is well on his way to becoming a household name. Santino just finished shooting the upcoming film, The Disaster Artist, with director and star James Franco. And he can soon be seen in the new Showtime series, I'm Dying Up Here. July 25th, George Lopez, the multi-talented entertainer whose career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. July 28th through the 30th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Benji Brown. Rising up from the city of Miami is none other than the hilarious Benji Brown. Benji has performed alongside some of the industry's biggest stars, including Chris Rock and Steve Harvey. August 3rd through the 6th, it's Bill Bellamy. Veteran comedian Bellamy first gained national notoriety on Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. August 10th through the 13th, it's Bruce. His style of comedy has been showcased across the country, and he has been entertaining audiences young and old and of all backgrounds for years. August 17th through the 19th, it is Craig Shoemaker, affectionately known as the Love Master. Craig is one of the most celebrated comedians working today, with two Emmy Awards and an iTunes number one comedy album to his name. August 24th through the 27th, it's James Davis. And August 31st through September 2nd, it's Tony Roberts. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club are 18+. Okay, the rundown of Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary. Saturday, July 22nd, it's a Grease Sing-Along. July 28 and 29, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Saturday, August 12th, Eddie Money and Rock Your World Tour. September 7th through the 10th, Theater Raleigh presents Rock of Ages. It's about 80s music. Friday, September 15th, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Love and Comedy Tour. Saturday, September 16th, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. Again, these are all at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, the Score Tour. Saturday, September 23rd, 4th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Sunday, September 24th, an evening with Allison Krauss and David Gray. Friday and Saturday, October 6 and 7, Triangle Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 21st, Carolina Uprising, featuring Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, Pure Prairie League, Poco, Scooter Brown Band, and Super Grit Cowboy Band. Sunday, October 22nd, Chris Tomlin, Good Father Tour. And there are three more movies being shown this season at Booth Amphitheater. Friday, July 21st, it's Sing. Friday, August 4th, Finding Dory. And Thursday, August 10th, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. All right, the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh on South McDowell Street. Wednesday, July 19th, Adina Menzel. Thursday, July 20th, Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth. Saturday, July 22nd at Red Hat, Revolution. Thursday, July 27th, Logic. Friday, July 28th, Straight No Chaser, along with Postmodern Jukebox. Friday, August 2nd, CMT's Nashville in Concert. Thursday, August 3rd, Government Mule, along with Galactic. Saturday, August 5th, Blondie, along with Garbage. Thursday, August 10th, Mary J. Blige with Layla Hathaway. Friday, August 11th, Humphreys McGee with Aquaeus. Wednesday, August 23rd, Goo Goo Dolls and Philip Phillips. Wednesday, September 20th at Red Hat, Lauryn Hill along with NAS. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, it's IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass. And then Monday, October 2nd, The Head and the Heart with special guest, The Shelters. And at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, the lineup for the rest of the season, Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nellie and Chris Lane. Tuesday, July 25th, Journey and Asia. Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris, and Chris Jensen. Sunday, August 6th, Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Saturday, August 12th, this is a rouser, Hank Williams Jr., Leonard Skinner, and Aaron Lewis. Wednesday, August 16th, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, John Mayer. Saturday, August 19th, Luke Bryan and Brett Eldridge. Tuesday, August 22nd, Counting Crows and Matchbox 20. Friday, September 1st, Green Day and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Friday, September 8th, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Tyler Farr, and Luke Combs. And then on Friday, October 6th, the end of the season for now, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, it is the Zac Brown Band. All right, taking a look at some of the music festivals occurring around North Carolina now through August 11th. It is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival, of course, in Brevard. It's at the Music Center there and in nearby venues. Now through July 29th, Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. That's at Guilford College and other venues. The festival's in its 56th year. Okay, now through August 5th, an Appalachian Summer Festival, of course, in Boone. July 20th through the 30th, it is Folkmoot USA. That's in Waynesville and other mountain towns. July 22nd, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest. That's in Huntersville. July 27th through the 30th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. July 28 and 29, Hillbilly Jam in Maggie Valley. The festival, formerly known as Hillbilly Woodstock, features regional bluegrass, country, Americana, and southern rock bands. The festival site is Maggie Valley Festival Grounds. August 3rd through the 5th, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. Also August 3rd through the 5th, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. August 4 and 5, Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. The festival was started by local folk rock band Time Sawyer to raise money for restoration of the Reeves Theater in Elkin. The festival sites, Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. Also, August 4 and 5, it's Leaf, downtown Asheville at the Pack Square Park. August 10 through 12, Soulshine Farm Music Festival in Green Mountain. August 11th and 12th, Fines Creek Bluegrass Jam in Clyde. August 12th, Shagging at the Rock. This is at Blowing Rock. Okay, DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, Friday and Saturday, July 21 and 22. Mark Morris Dance Group. It's part of the whole dance festival scene in Durham, Thursday, July 27th through Saturday, July 29th. Also, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company. And this is, again, part of the American Dance Festival. August 1st through the 6th, Motown the Musical. Friday, September 22nd, this was just added, D.L. Hughley, one of the most popular and highly recognized stand-up comedians on the road today. Hughley can currently be heard nationwide as host of his own afternoon radio show, The D.L. Hughley Show, which is nationally syndicated in over 60 cities across the country, including the number one radio market, New York. Saturday, September 23rd, it is Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular. Also at DPAC, September 26th through October 1st, it's Circus, 1903. Wednesday, October 4th, Tajmo, the Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band. Blues Titans Taj Mahal and Keb Mo share the stage with their band for an exciting night of music, performing songs from their collaborative album, Taj Mo. Thursday, October 5th. Come on down for The Price is Right Live. Tuesday, October 10th, it's Peppa Pig Surprise. Friday, October 13th, Rodney Carrington. Carrington, a multi-talented comedian, actor, singer, and writer, has been making audiences laugh for almost 20 years with his unique brand of stand-up comedy. This is for mature audiences. Also for mature audiences at DPAC on Saturday, October 14th, Jim Jeffries, his Unusual Punishment Tour. Sunday, October 15th, Sip and Saber, a wine and food experience. Promoters say their vision is to create an approachable event with educational components and to highlight North Carolina's finest restaurants and culinary talents by pairing them with wine from all over the globe. This event will also serve as an opportunity to raise funds and awareness for local charities and missions. As you might expect, this is a 21-plus crowd. October 17th through the 22nd at DPAC, The Little Mermaid. And then Tuesday, October 24th, it is Michael McDonald with special guest Mark Cohen. And once again, a reminder, the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. Okay, turning to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. July 19th through the 30th, Lombardi. This is a Theater Raleigh presentation at Kennedy Theater, of course, about the legendary pro football coach Vince Lombardi. July 25 through 30, Beauty and the Beast, again, North Carolina Theater. A tale as old as time, Disney's Beauty and the Beast is filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, dazzling production numbers, and the beloved title song. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 29th, Summer Intensive, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 and 7. Saturday, August 5th, the 10th Annual Carolina Music Awards. This is in Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. August 15th through the 20th, The Secret Garden, Theater Raleigh. Friday and Saturday, August 25th and 26th, Decades Rewind. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Program starts at 7:30 both nights. September 14th through October 1st, The Ugly Duckling, Carolina Ballet. If you loved Carolina Ballet's Little Mermaid last season, you are sure to be entranced by The Ugly Duckling. Both of Hans Christian Andersen's beloved fairy tales were choreographed by Lynn Taylor Corbett, Carolina Ballet's renowned guest choreographer. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 15th through the 17th, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 both nights. Monday, September 18th, Boz Skaggs. Concert starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, an evening of Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. The season opener includes Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini with pianist Natasha Peremski on an all-Rachmaninoff program conducted by Grant Llewellyn. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock performances both nights. Friday, September 22nd, Hank, Patty, and The Current. Two of North Carolina's veteran bluegrass musicians join forces with some of the Triangle area's most versatile musicians to create modern American acoustic music featuring the full range of their talents as composers and arrangers. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Thursday, September 28th, the IBMA Music Awards. This starts in Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday, September 29th, Jesse Cook, Canadian guitarist, composer, and producer, has traveled the world exploring musical traditions that he has blended into his own style of playing. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Then Friday, October 6th, Northern Lights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. The heart of this evening of Finnish masterpieces is Sibelius's breathtakingly beautiful Symphony No. 2, which he called a confession of the soul. Plus, for the first time in its history, North Carolina Symphony performs Sibelius' tone poem, Ensaga, another intensely personal musical statement, of which the composer wrote, "In no other work have I revealed myself so completely." This is May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Some audio-described performances coming up Friday, July 28th, An American in Paris. This is North Carolina Museum of Art at 9 o'clock. Saturday, July 29th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, the 2 o'clock performance. Friday, August 18th, Moonlight. Again, this is showing at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Start time is 8:30. Reminder, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio descriptions for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Okay, North Carolina festivals and events coming up. July 20th through the 22nd, Crazy Clearance. This is in Salisbury, and Crazy and Clearance are both spelled with K's. July 22nd, Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. July 29th, Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. August 3rd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 4th, Salisbury Summer Sip. And First Friday on the Lawn, that's in Wilson. August 5, Seventh Inning Stretch Festival in Shelby. August 11 and 12, Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 12 and 13, Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 12, Bessemer City Community Concert and the Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. August 18 and 19, Hot Nights Cool Rides Car Show in Forest City. August 20th, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. August 24th, College Night Out in Salisbury. And then August 26th, Beach Blast Kings Mountain and Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. Another reminder about what has the potential to be a great concert, Guns N' Roses at Wake Forest University. That is August 11th at BB&T Field. Durham Central Park Concert Series. Concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public. These are held on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. July 22nd, it's Kaique Vidal and Batuki. July 28th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. August 4th, Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band. August 11th, the Allen Boys. August 18th, B. Steadwell. And August 25th, Layla Nur and the Love Riot. Hopscotch is right around the corner, September 7th through the 10th. With over 120 bands over 4 days in September, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable. Approximately 20% of the festival's performers hail from in-state. Of Hopscotch, Rolling Stone magazine says it's all about an extraordinarily cool roster of bands, with streets cordoned off throughout the downtown area. Thousands of people wandered among multiple participating music venues, creating a Mardi Gras-like atmosphere. Ticket info, all early bird general admission and early bird VIP passes are already sold out. The $199 general admission tickets include all club shows, all Red Hat Amphitheater shows, and all outdoor City Plaza shows on Fayetteville Street. Now then, the $349 VIP tickets include the kickoff party, priority access to all clubs, City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater shows, access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza, and the VIP area at Red Hat. Again, that's Hopscotch 2017, September 7th through the 10th. IBMA's 2017 World of Bluegrass Festival, of course, is the last week of September. Biggest event of the year in the world of bluegrass. The Bluegrass Music Awards Show is Thursday, September 28th, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Memorial Hall. The 28th Annual IBMA Awards Show will be hosted by Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, acclaimed artists in their respective careers and Grammy winners in their duo work. Then there's The Ramble. It's IBMA's innovative showcase series in club venues in downtown Raleigh with over 200 showcase performances. Wide Open Bluegrass also features Wide Open Main Stage, which used to be known as Fan Fest. Main Stage is the urban bluegrass music festival in downtown Raleigh that closes out the Bluegrass Week September 29th and 30th. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless otherwise noted. Wednesday, July 19th, War on the Catwalk. Friday, July 28th, an acoustic evening with Patty Griffin and country star Leanne Womack. Friday, August 4th, Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. Saturday, August 5th, Legends of Comedy featuring Talent Harris, Rodney Perry, and Chris Thomas. And Saturday, September 9th, comedian Mike Birbiglia. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is ready to be available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.